Greetings, couch potatoes across the country, around the world, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr.
And I'm Neil Miller, and you're listening to Fat Guys, the Movies. And this week, in order to keep me as appropriate as possible, Kevin has brought a small person with him.
Not like Peter Dinklage.
Like a mini adult, but not any older than, I don't know, Liam Carr, how old are you?
I'm 7.
You're 7. Okay, so we have Kevin's son Liam here with us.
And there's a reason for this, too. It's not just I couldn't find a babysitter.
Right.
Or anything like that.
For those of you who have reviewed our podcast, this isn't just one of Kevin's kids randomly sitting in our studio.
And to my defense, that happened, what was it? That was when my wife gave birth, right?
And I
had to come over with my son or something like that. It was something,
right.
And I had no way.
Some sort of crisis.
Yeah, and so he was watching Alvin and the Chipmunks, and I thought it was cute to leave that in. So.
Right.
But I
don't mind.
Anyone who's also listened to this podcast knows that Neil is notorious for not seeing all the movies that release.
Yeah.
He'll see these select few like months or years ahead of time and then just like go like, oh, well, I've seen this movie that doesn't come out until 2010.
Right.
This week, I brought Liam because Liam has seen all three movies that are opening this weekend. And Neil, how many have you seen?
I got two under
my
belt.
Which
I'm not feeling. And when I explain why I missed the other one, mm-hmm. I think everyone's going to understand.
Yeah, whatever.
So,
anyways, but Liam, you've seen all three movies, right?
Yeah, I've seen all three.
Yes. Okay. So we're gonna review because you've done some reviews, a couple of reviews on the website before. Well, not Film School Rejects, but on 7M Pictures, which is where I'm from.
You're a junior film critic of sorts.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Good.
Because you reviewed the Forbidden Kingdom, right?
Yes, I reviewed that.
Yeah,
it was on Fat Guys at themovies.com.
Well, you weren't on that. You were it was on Take Your Kid to Work Day. You went on the radio with me,
mm-hmm.
didn't you?
Right. So this is like an extended version of Take Your Kid to Work Day.
Yes.
So, and if you would like an extended version of us, here's how you can get a hold of us.
And who wouldn't?
You can go to fatguysthemovies.com. You can also go to iTunes and search Fat Guys the Movies, the iTunes store. You can send us an email if you'd like, fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com. Or you can hit us with a voicemail, area code 614-388-8735. Yes, we are checking the voicemail, and no, we didn't get any new ones this week. So, sweet.
I guess so. Sweet. Nobody's calling us.
Right.
But and there's no Biggest Reject Loser update except for the fact that Liam is probably going to win because even though he's a 98-pound weakling, he's only 7. So that's allowed.
You're our winner this week.
But he's really not a weakling. He's a strong kid. Are you a strong kid?
Got an Iron Man shirt on. I'm digging the Iron Man shirt.
Well, dude, we can't see your muscles.
Right. He's flexing for all of you at home.
Okay, yeah. This
I'm
is
just
radio,
gonna provide
Liam.
Commentary.
You have
here.
To say like my muscles are huge.
My muscles are super huge.
There you go.
All right, cool. So let's talk about a movie, eh? Oh.
Sure. Go to Canada?
I need to explain this before we get into this first film.
The most anticipated film of the week.
I had a very tough choice to make. This week when this particular screening went up. It was either ride for 2 hours in a car with you.
A minivan, actually.
In a minivan. I mean, I could have watched a movie
on
the way
like
to the movie.
Bucket seats, recline, and all that.
Right. I 2 hours in a minivan with Kevin to see a movie with Eddie Murphy.
And Eddie Murphy.
Or see Tropic Thunder 5 weeks in advance. We could take a poll of all of our listeners, and I'm sure that all three of them would agree.
Not that you're not going to have like a dozen opportunities to see Tropic Thunder.
But it was awesome too. I can't review it now, but
yes.
It is as awesome as you could possibly imagine it would be.
Okay.
So, but let's talk about Meet Dave because that's more highly anticipated than Tropic Thunder.
Yes.
At least today.
Yes. This is Eddie Murphy in Eddie Murphy, which makes my skin crawl. But it's Pluto Nash 2, folks.
Hello, sir. Hi, are you all right?
Contact everyone. Our first verbal encounter. Thank you for your concern.
How hard did you hit this guy?
Oh, that's our cat, Boris.
Cats. Here we go, sir.
We're under attack.
Yeah, boy, yeah! Just let the music take you.
We are on the brink of anarchy.
Not now. I'm trying to let the music take me.
Is it really Pluto Nash 2?
You know, what's funny is
Pluto Nash inside of Pluto Nash.
I rented Pluto Nash years ago to watch it.
Right.
And I remember thinking it's not as bad as everyone said it was because
Rosario everyone Dawson
said
is
it
hot.
Was well, yeah, but everyone said it would be just absolutely just the worst thing you've ever seen, and it wasn't. But it was just
right.
But I can't tell you anything about it. It's completely forgettable.
Rosario Dawson was in it.
She was in it. Well, see, but this one, Gabrielle Union's in it, and she's totally smoking hot.
Hmm.
But
she was in Bad Boys 2. That was that a much better movie.
Okay.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay. But when it comes to Meet Dave, no matter what you think about it, I think it's going to be exactly what you expect. And at least it was refreshing to go in and say, no, it was exactly what I expected from the trailers.
Right, okay.
And sort of like, I kind of, when the rep asked me afterwards, I kind of went like, well, it was better than The Love Guru.
Which I find hard to believe.
Well.
But I actually have a statement to make about this film in the sense that I read an article, a story about Eddie Murphy not even showing up to the premiere of the film.
I wouldn't have.
So... So, but the funny part is why he didn't show up. He said he didn't show up because he was working on his next movie.
Which is what?
I'm not exactly sure what that was.
Can't be worse than Meet Dave.
But the problem is that he said that he couldn't go because he was working on his next movie. The real problem there is that the director of Meet Dave is also working on his next movie, and he was at the premiere. So my theory is, if Eddie Murphy's not going to go see his own movie, why should I go see it?
I'll give that to you. And this is the thing with Meet Dave. It's different than Norbit in the sense that Norbit actually looked like it might have been kind of funny.
Yeah.
And then you saw it and it just totally wasn't. But this one was at least better than Norbit in that by the trailers alone, gives you no expectation of it. So it's not like you're going to be like, well, it could be funny. While you watch the trailers, and you're like, this is going to be terrible. And then you see it, and you're like, this was terrible.
Right. And but, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm not the target market. I was going to segue into
Oh, yeah, you're totally not the target market. But I will say that his next movie is called 1,000 Words. It's about a guy who learns that he has 1,000 words to say before he dies.
That would be awesome to inflict on Eddie Murphy.
Right. Yes, because he likes to talk.
Yes.
But let's go to Liam here.
Liam saw it, unlike you.
Right.
What do you think of the movie?
Your time
Liam?
To shine, buddy.
I liked the movie. It was good. Well, one of the parts I really liked.
Don't give anything away. Don't give away the ending.
No spoilers.
Like it's not ending.
Okay.
Well, it's not even in the previews.
Well, what is it?
It's when he's on the thing that he rides around.
Oh, they went to an amusement park? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The amusement park?
I don't think anyone's going to have a problem with him spoiling me.
That's not a pivotal part, so yeah, go ahead.
But I like when one guy was upside down and the others were not.
Yeah, you like that the people were silly inside Eddie Murphy's head, right?
Very silly.
Yes.
You know what else they had on there? Do you remember at the carnival scene they had the Nathan's Hot Dog contest in there?
Oh, yeah. And then he went to the bathroom and went to the changing room, and I'm like, bing, bing, bing.
Yeah, money came out his butt.
Money came out of his butt?
Which I think is actually...
Which entertains a seven-year-old,
I suppose. Well, it's symbolic of Eddie Murphy's career.
Oh, nice.
I'd like to get a clip of that, just showing to say this is the explanation
Eddie
of
Murphy's
Eddie
career. All right, so official grades.
Sucks.
Sucks, Liam?
And you got to either say sucks or rocks, which sucks is bad and rocks is good, or you can say kind of rocks or kind of sucks. What do you think?
It rocks.
It rocks.
Right, so Liam says it rocks. We will be back. And now that we've determined that Meet Dave is a full-on suckfest du jour.
We do have a discrepancy between...
Except for the fact that Liam really enjoyed it.
Liam
liked the
liked
part
it.
Where money comes out of Eddie Murphy's butt.
Yes. And hot dogs came out of his butt.
And the hot dogs. I mean, realistically, I think if I were a seven-year-old, that would also entertain me.
I think it's okay for a... I mean, I don't have a problem with it. And I took my other son, who's 5, and he liked it.
Right.
It's the people in the audience who like went to the movie... And clearly hadn't seen the trailers.
Oh, so they had like no idea what it was about.
Well, the thing is for me, I mean, I sometimes try to avoid trailers if I can, just because since I see the movie.
But you at least
early,
understand the premise of the movie.
Yeah, but they're like jokes from the trailers that people, it happens like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And you're just like, Did you not see that? That was in the trailer. Kind of, you know, and they're like, oh no, oh, he's not going to kick the cat, is he?
Nice. All right. So moving on to the two movies that I have seen this week. First is probably the biggest, I think.
Yeah.
And that's Hellboy 2, The Golden Army.
Yes.
And our good friend Big Red returns to fight a magical prince who is trying to uncover an army to then in turn take over the world.
I have returned to wage war. Reclaim our land.
I'm Princess Nuala. My father died to uphold the truce with your world.
I will call upon the help of all the children of the earth. The good. The bad.
Give it up, Nastia. We can see it.
You see me? How do you see me?
And the worst.
The Golden Army. The unstoppable force.
Oh, crap.
Now, when you say Big Red, you're talking about Hellboy, the demon child, not...
Chewing gum.
Not chewing gum.
Right.
Chewing gum does not try and take over the world.
Now, I saw this. I got a chance to see this. This is important that I saw The Dark Knight, and then I saw Hellboy.
This is just you bragging about
the
fact you've seen The Dark Knight
already. Well, my review's already out. I mean, it's not bragging at this point, but here's why.
We're going to see the Christmas movies. You're going to like, you know, when I saw The Dark Knight for the first time, before you did.
The problem is Hellboy was already at a disadvantage because I had just seen The Dark Knight, which is by and large the best film I've seen all year. So no matter what, Hellboy was not going to rise up as a fantastic film. So that said, I was disappointed with it. But I was really just more disappointed because I felt like it could have been a little bit better. It could have moved. It felt clunky to me. Very cool creatures. Guillermo del Toro, it's more polished than the first one. I had to go back and watch the first one this week just to get a little bit better perspective. It's a little bit more polished. There are some really cool creatures in it. And it's visually an impressive film. But the story really just kind of hunkers along.
So you're basically saying you're comparing Hellboy to me in a Speedo.
Yes.
Visually impressive, no. But not exactly very graceful.
Sure. I don't know if that's really even the reference. I have to go puke now.
Okay, I want to while you're puking, let's move on to Liam. Since you saw it, you saw Hellboy. I showed you that earlier this week, right? Did you like the first Hellboy?
Yeah, I liked it. Okay. I liked the part when the thing I saw, I think I saw dead bodies.
Yeah, where he slings the dead guy over his shoulder. That's so cool.
Oh, yeah. I love it when he slings the dead guy over his shoulder.
What about, now what do you think of Hellboy 2?
It was good.
Was it better or
Hellboy
better
2
than?
Hellboy 2 was better.
Yeah.
Hellboy 2 is better?
I liked it in the Golden Army.
Yeah, the Golden Army is pretty cool. Yeah. I will give it that.
Yeah, I liked it when it was like, trying to kill the people, and then I liked when they went back together. Like,
oh no, don't! That's a spoiler. You don't want to tell that.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. But you liked it. You thought it was.
You thought it was good.
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I have to say I always liked the first Hellboy, and I thought this was a good. I thought it was a good sequel. I think if you're a Hellboy fan, I think it totally has the same feel and spirit of the first one. Mm-hmm. I get where you say it's a little clunky, but I was totally okay with that because I think just in general, Hellboy's a bit clunky himself. I mean, it's a little bit weird and it's not what you'd expect, but I didn't think it was distractingly clunky. It just had different moments and it went in different areas.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it really just felt, I don't know, it felt anticlimactic to me. It was good. A cool-looking movie that just kind of meandered along, and they just made one because they could, and it really it didn't feel like it had as much purpose as the first one.
Well, it was very clear in this movie that Guillermo del Toro got to make this because Pan's Labyrinth was such a hit.
Oh, totally.
And you could see the influence from Pan's Labyrinth, and to a degree, this was sort of like a reel he made so he could give it to Warner Brothers and say, I could do The Hobbit.
Right. I mean, you can definitely see it, and you know, I don't think we'll ever be able to take away from Del Toro that visually he's an amazing director.
I thought it definitely had the spirit of Hellboy, and I thought it was a fun enough movie, and the action was really awesome.
Okay. Well, I'm going to kind of agree with you. I'm going to say it kind of rocks because you could do a lot worse.
I'm gonna say it rocks. Liam, okay. What do you say? Rocks or sucks or kinda or what?
Rocks.
Okay. Sweet.
That we now have sound effects.
Yes, and we should keep him around for the sound effects.
There we go.
This is cool.
The next movie we're going to talk about is Journey to the Center of the Earth in 3D. Now, obviously, we got a little bit of a... We'll let Liam go first. But this is Brendan Fraser searches for his missing brother and manages to fall, into the center of the Earth.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the center of the Earth. It's incredible.
Doc!
Temperature's rising quickly.
How much time do we have?
48 hours, probably less.
Get in. I call front.
Oh, guys, we want to hang on to something!
Before we get into the reviews, I will say it's screening in real D3D, which is what they had mm-hmm. Beowulf and stuff like Chicken Little and Nightmare Before Christmas and Miley Cyrus as well.
The only one of those that I've seen is Miley Cyrus.
I know, but that's...
I'm currently wearing my 3D glasses.
And you look like Elvis Costello.
Cool.
So
Elvis Costello is pretty cool.
But if you're going to see this, the one you got to see it in 3D.
Totally.
I mean, it's not a bad movie outside of 3D. I haven't seen it outside of 3D.
Yeah.
But you're outside, you just lose half the experience.
Well, and I don't mean to like jump into my review, but I guess that's the easiest way to describe it is it's a theme park ride.
Yeah.
So if you're not seeing it in 3D, why would you go see it?
It's like taking a roller coaster ride with a bag on your head.
Right, exactly. I think it's cool if you go see it in 3D, but otherwise... It's not that great of a movie to watch in two dimensions. But I will also say that I like the fact that they didn't go overboard with the 3D gags. There were a few at the beginning, and then they kind of went back and did the story. Mm. And then there were a couple cool 3D moments at the end. But it wasn't like everybody who had like a pencil, the pencil was like shooting you in the eye.
Yeah.
You know?
Liam, what did you think of this? Journey?
I loved it. It was good. And
do you wear your 3D glasses? Do you take those home with you?
Yeah, I took them home with me.
Yeah.
But one of my parts that are my favorite are in the previews.
Okay. You can say it.
Okay.
There are birds flying all around them.
Yeah.
But they look like sparkles.
Yeah. Because they're bioluminescent.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about the part where he looks up, and this is also in the preview, and he gets drooled on by the T-Rex?
I love that part. It was awesome.
Nice.
We talked, because Liam and I, we saw this at a screening where Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah, I know. I saw.
And I got an autograph by him.
That's pretty cool. I saw on my website that you met Josh Hutcherson.
And it's so funny because Liam comes up at a costume. He's like, you were in Zathura and Firehouse Dog. And he's like, yeah, you got me. But he said that stuff was like aloe and.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said it was in like with balsa wood in it. He said it tasted like crap. And then like there's a part where he had to eat trilobite guts, and he's like, it was like chicken salad and milk with some sour stuff in it. I'm like, usually in movies they like make something that's totally delectable and looks disgusting.
Right.
I guess it's because Josh is 16 or 15.
Apparently they're like, well, we'll play a joke on the kid here.
Yeah, we're going to make him eat, you know, we're going to have dinosaur crap, and guess what you're going to eat? It's going to be cow manure instead.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So.
But did you like the 3D effects?
Yeah, it was great. The part like in the beginning, it's awesome.
Well,
it's in the beginning, it's very awesome.
Do you mean with them poking things in the face and
all that?
Because I saw you guys, I took him and my other son, they were reaching out trying to grab stuff coming at him.
I was doing that in the theater.
And well, you know
what?
I ate a bird.
You ate a bird?
Yeah, ate a bird.
There's a scene where the bird flies right into the camera.
And he's just like,
oh. And he ate it. And then he burped. He was
You know, I do the same things.
You were like Hog Squeal from the Spiderwick Chronicles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Hog Squeal.
Very cool.
Yeah, nice. And this is the thing I'll say. There have been several movies recently, like Beowulf and Monster House and Chicken Little, that they've done in 3D, but have just been movies they've kind of made in 3D or converted to 3D. This does go back to the gimmicky stuff.
Right.
But the whole movie's a gimmick, so I was okay mm-hmm. with that. It's like in Monster House, they didn't gimmickize it,
right?
But this one they did. But I was okay with it, and I liked it, and I love 3D anyways.
Yeah, and I think you can give it a lacking in story for the cool nature that the film.
Well, it was
had.
Cool, and it was digital, and it was only 90 minutes. It's what Speed Racer could have been, actually.
Exactly. So I'm gonna give it a kind of rocks.
I'm gonna say kind of rocks.
Rocks.
Meow. a hard road. 33 years of tough luck. 44 skulls buried in the ground, crawling down through the muck. Oh yeah.
And as we always do, we've returned from the break.
Yes.
One of these days we're just gonna go to break and never come back.
It'll be like people in a soap opera when they just fire them.
Yeah, and they just don't show up anymore. Their character's just gone, and they talk about how they, you know.
There was one.
Well,
there was,
Mary Jane used to be here. But
my parents used to watch General Hospital, and there was one. Yeah, I think he's dead now. I mean, the actor's dead. But
character's been dead a long time.
Well, no, literally what happened, it was this old guy, and he disappeared.
And, like the actor? Or
Well, the actor, I think, got sick. Right. And so he left the show. And mm-hmm. and there was a portrait of him in the living room of the house, and his widow, who was this really super old lady, would talk to the portrait, and it was like they'd have like sparkles fall down, so it was like she was talking to his ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day he just shows up again because I guess the actor got better, and I'm like, well, what, does she have a brain tumor now because she was talking to the character?
Yeah, it's really.
Yet he was
really
down weird. In like South America running a drug ring or something like that.
I don't think that I will ever see a Kevin Carr ghost. Unless I have a brain tumor.
I might just give you a brain tumor.
I may have already received one from you.
Speaking of brain tumors, I think the best way to see Meet Dave...
is with a brain tumor?
Well, no. Is it's twisted. Like ingest lead for a couple years so you slowly go insane and then see the movie, you'll probably love it.
Either that or drink a lot. You could drink a lot.
Drink a lot.
A lot of alcohol.
Oh, alcohol. Yeah, I thought you meant like Kool-Aid.
I don't think there's an amount of Kool-Aid in this world that could make me want to see more Eddie Murphy movies.
Well, unless you are one part of Jim Jones's cult.
Sure.
You know who he is.
Yeah,
he's the one with the poison Kool-Aid.
They're the ones that drink the Kool-Aid and don't come back for more.
That's right. That's
good. Fair enough. Cool, so let's talk about the box office last week, July 4th weekend. We finally got through the holiday weekend. I'm so glad. I really didn't have anything to do during the holiday weekend.
There's a spider in the magical studio in the sky, and it's freaking Liam. Is that right, Liam?
It looked like a lizard, also.
A lizard?
Wow.
A lizard spider is in
here. It probably came out of.
Are we in the center of the earth?
It went up that.
Oh, yeah, well.
Let the spider.
That's where it lives in the DVDs. So it's not a big deal.
Between the DVDs.
Is it behind the Spider-Man 3 DVD?
No.
Because that might be where it went.
Right. It might live there.
It's okay.
It'll be okay.
It went up to get smart.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Seriously, you did.
It's okay. Spiders are okay. It's okay. I'm here. I will protect you from the spider.
Yes.
It might be an iguana.
And the spider will also not give you a brain tumor.
Yes.
But what will give you a brain tumor is talking about the box office.
Meet Dave and Hancock. 1-2 punch. Brain tumor.
Hancock did $103 million in its five-day opening. $62 million.
Can I rant?
Oh, go ahead. $100 million streak of Will Smith.
Well, no, it made the $100 million streak. And it started out, they were saying $150 million. And even like when the numbers came in on Sunday night, they're like $107 million. And they're like, yeah, really, it's only $103.
Right.
And the whole thing is, and there's an unnamed box office analyst who's being a total idiot about this because you can tell he just flipping loves Will Smith and wants to lather him up or something.
He wants to make out with him?
Totally wants to make out with him because it's nothing but excuse after excuse for Will Smith. And you're like, no way around this. Hancock did well, but it is soft. For Will Smith, Hancock is like what Prince Caspian did.
Mm-hmm.
It's still over $100 million, and it's doing very well worldwide.
Yeah,
but it's not the close to $300 million box office domestic that the first one was, and I think that's Hancock's the same way. It's like it's for a Will Smith movie, it's okay. In terms of box office, it's not huge.
Another movie not doing too bad is WALL-E. Now,
rock.
Liam, you said you saw WALL-E, right?
Yeah.
Did you like it? Did you love it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Was it great?
Yeah, it was great.
What are your favorite movies this summer?
WALL-E, Meet Dave.
I believe your son has a brain tumor.
Oh, he's 7. He's allowed to like Meet Dave. You said Indiana Jones earlier.
Yeah, that's Indiana a pretty good Jones one. Because it's awesome.
What about the one on your T-shirt?
Okay, he wasn't very much.
Yeah, he wasn't a huge fan of Iron Man.
Oh,
because why? Because it was kind of you got kind of bored in the middle of it, didn't you?
Not enough blowing stuff up.
Well, the robot, it's the same reason you saw Batman Begins and you didn't even
finish.
Oh my God!
What is it?
The big ass red spider coming after.
Really?
Can I kill it?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't.
I think it's dead.
You keep rolling over it.
Well, it's in the casters of the chair right now. Is that what those things are called?
I don't know. Did you kill it?
No.
Ah!
No.
Dude, kill it.
Die.
Oh my gosh. What is it?
It's a stain on the carpet now.
What is it?
No, it's dead. Okay, let's get back to talking about box office.
It's now a dead spider. The Magical Studio in the Sky has been infested. I've
murdered a spider in cold blood.
It's not the first death that we've had on the show.
Go get me a paper towel, Neil. I mean, Liam.
No.
Okay. Then it'll sit here.
You do it, Neil.
No. It's okay. No. Okay, we got to talk about box office. We're here.
What were we talking about?
Wally's
doing
very
well. We have
a movie
show to do, don't we?
Yeah, what's happening?
Fair enough.
Are you calmed down? It's not going anywhere.
I'll go get a paper towel.
Go get a paper towel.
We'll talk about the box office. We had Wally Wanted hanging out. Wally's doing pretty well,
yeah.
I would say.
Well, it's trucking along. That's what's so good.
It's one of those movies that's still going to be around. And, you know, we got Space Chimps coming out next week, but it's not going to knock Wally off the
I think the only other thing in terms of family is like Space Chimps and Fly Me to the Moon are the only...
Right. Which those could do okay if they get well received, but otherwise, you know, we're... Now we're examining the spider.
Oh, it's dead. Okay. It's dead. Okay, we'll roll this up. Who wants to eat it?
You. Neil does.
Okay, sit down. Sit down, Liam. We're going to finish talking about the box office.
So let's do predictions for next week.
Okay.
We've got a couple minutes here. We've got Hellboy, which is the biggest release, but it's not, I mean, it's a significantly smaller release than Wally and Hancock. The other problem I have with Hellboy, or the other problem I believe Hellboy will have, is that it's a sequel... But the first one, it's kind of still a niche film where it has its fans who will go out to see it, and then I don't think it's going to really gather many more people.
You just said something. Can I rant about something else?
Sure, go ahead.
The other thing that I'm getting sick of, like when they talk, and this dovetails into the Hancock thing, mm-hmm. everyone's like, oh, well, it's doing so well because it's not a sequel. And I'm like, there are tons of sequels that are made.
Right. There's a sequel coming out.
Freaking bomb.
Like next week that's going to make like $1 billion.
Oh yeah, there's sequels. The problem is there's this misconception that because it's a sequel, it's going to do well. And mm-hmm. I can find you a million movies that are sequels that don't do as well as the original.
Right.
Even something that's very well done. Star Wars. The first mm-hmm. Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, came nowhere close to the box office of the original.
Okay.
So just because it's a sequel doesn't mean that it's going to match or exceed the money from the first one. The Spider-Man, same thing. The first Spider-Man did well. The second one, yeah, you have a certain brand recognition. So,
right.
But you're right. Hellboy, it does not have that wide sequel appeal. It mm-hmm. was not a widely loved. It did okay.
Did really well on video.
Very well. And I think, are you awake?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're like, it was
sorry. No, it did. It made like $60 million in the box office or something really light. And
which
then,
was 4 years ago, too.
4 years ago. And then it made a lot of money on video.
Yeah.
So.
And I think that's exactly what Hellboy 2 is going to do. It's got a strong following. In fact, this is the first time I've ever seen this happen. When I went to the screening, somebody was talking in the screening, and somebody was just like yells, shut up for Hellboy. And I was like, wow, there is some rabid fit, which I love that.
Yes.
Didn't happen to me, Dave. People are chattering behind us the whole time. But it was, this is how bad of a movie Meet Dave was. These mm-hmm. these people were talking behind us and kicking my seat the whole time. And it wasn't even worth me turning around and saying, will you stop it?
Nice. I think Hellboy is going to do okay, but I have a feeling that Hancock's might squeeze out another number one.
No way. No way.
Will Smith is so powerful at the box office. No. But it's this week's going
to
be very tight.
I think everybody wanted to see Hancock has seen Hancock, and you're getting some trickle.
Right. I think this week's going to be very tight. You know, you're going to have Hancock, you're going to have Wally, Hellboy, Journey to the Center of the Earth, and even Meet Dave, because there's a certain part of the audience out there that's going to go see Eddie Murphy no matter what he's in. I mean, this is why movies like, you know, The Clumps or whatever, The Nutty Professor 17. Mm-hmm. That's why those movies do well.
And Norbit.
I mean, it still made money. So I think that top five, and even Wanted, because I still think Wanted's getting such good word of mouth, it's really just going to be clumped in there. And then next week, everything's just going to get obliterated.
Yeah.
Except for Wally, because
Wally
is the polar opposite of The Dark Knight. So,
well, I think Hellboy's going to top the box office. I think I've seen predictions close to like in the 30 million range for a Hancock. But I really think Hancock doesn't have the legs, as proved by the every time, like it had a decent midnight show, and then the Wednesday shows weren't that good, and what helped it was the 4th of July, the 5th of July, that Saturday is what saved it,
right?
And then Sunday it made $4 million less than people were predicting based on the numbers, and it had a little bit of a bump Monday, but now it's like petering away to match the getting closer to the numbers that Wall-E has as sort of a benchmark. So I don't think Hancock's is gonna sink like a stone, and it's already gonna happen this weekend, and then it's just going to, you know what? It's going to be the fly that is hit by the Buick going 90 miles an hour that is the Dark Knight.
Yeah. To say next week's going to be such an easy week to predict the box office. Yeah, it's going to be the Dark Knight at like 1 billion
space,
and everybody else at like
space
10 million.
Chimps is going to make $150 million its opening weekend.
Watch out, Spider-Man 3.
Yes. And Kit Kittredge didn't even crack the top 10.
Yeah.
I don't think it did it crack the top 10?
Last week.
Oh, yeah, it did. It was 8.
It was 8. So. But I don't think it'll. I think it'll get bumped out of the top 10 this week because you're inserting 3 top 10 movies.
Yeah.
So,
it's July, so this is a full. This is full-blown summer because, like, in May and June, you still have kids in school.
Right. So that's pretty much the box office this week.
Yeah.
I really don't have anything more to say
about
that.
Meet Dave, I don't think it's going to do well at all.
You don't think it's going to, like, what are you thinking, like 10, 15 million range at the best?
It's going to be lucky. I think Meet Dave is going to be lucky to make over 10 million.
Really?
Seriously, everybody I've talked to, because people found out I drove, you know, out of town to go see it, and they're like, I wouldn't have
driven. And everybody was like, wow.
People are like, I'm not driving
I would
across,
have rather,
across
like,
town to see them.
Drank lighter fluid and ate matches.
Yeah. And the screening wasn't even that crowded. That's the thing. Right. It was the only screening they did in Ohio.
Yes. And from a critical reception standpoint, I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes right now. Meet Dave is at a 27%.
What? How did they get 27%?
There are people out there liking it. I mean, I can find a pull quote. We've got time.
Because Eddie Murphy apparently didn't even like the movie.
let's see who liked it.
Well, my son liked it.
The guy from Variety gave it a positive review and said, cynics may expect the worst of another Eddie Murphy vehicle involving extraterrestrials. Insert joke about the adventures of Pluto Nash here. But that only makes Meet Dave all the more pleasant a surprise.
Eddie Murphy poops money out of his ass.
What more do you need?
Hot dogs getting pooped out of him.
Yeah, I mean,
and hot dogs.
And hot dogs, but
it's going to make 11 million hot dogs this weekend.
Right. So, cool. That's all we got. When we come back, we got an internet only segment, which is going to be interesting because we can't swear in front of the kid, can we?
Oh, I'm sure we could. My wife does all the time.
Welcome back to the Fat Guys at the Movie. Am I allowed to say Hellboy on the internet?
Well, you can say Hellboy on the internet.
Yeah, you can say it on the internet. The radio is quite a more interesting quandary.
Although we do say Hellboy on the radio.
Well, let's say Hellboy.
If you drive through the Bible Belt, they're saying hell and damn all the time.
Oh, yeah.
On the radio.
I mean, you'd be damned if you go through the... it's just really the connotation that you use it. If you say go to hell, apparently that's not okay on the radio. But since we're in the internet-only segment, we can say whatever we want.
Okay.
But we do have a 7-year-old sitting here in chair number 3 at the Magical Studio in the Sky. So makes it kind of difficult for me to say all the fun words.
Yeah. Well, I say fun words in front of you, right, Liam?
Yeah.
You know, you have a whole list of words you're not allowed to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we should.
I'm not going to get you to say them. Mommy says them a lot, too.
Can I go write them?
Well, you can tell me what they start with. What are some of the words you're not allowed?
H-D-A.
I don't know any of these words.
That would be hell, damn, and ass, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are the other ones? There's some worse ones.
Those are easy. Those are all in the Bible.
There's another A1.
Another A1?
Yeah, another A1.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll have to check with Mommy on that.
Which is in Hancock, which the bully said. Remember?
Yeah. Well, that's a version of ass.
Yeah. Okay. All
right. But there's also the D word that you said, that was funny because we're driving the other day, and because one of the movies that comes out this week is a superhero movie.
Yeah.
And you saw that in the theater with us, right?
Uh huh.
And remember the guy singing the song in that?
No, I forget what the song was.
Because my
what was it?
My other son.
No, douchebag of the week.
Douchebag of the year. And
the year.
Ben, my other son was like, Daddy, what is the movie that has the song Douchebag of the Year?
Wow.
And so I told him he can't say it. And then he's like, but it's an Over the Hedge.
Yeah, it is.
Apparently what's on TV at Over the Hedge.
So yeah. If they can say douchebag on TV, why am I not allowed to say douchebag Wyoming radio?
They said douchebag on a television in Over the Hedge. Oh. So it's not like really broadcast. It was broadcast in the little fake world of Over the Hedge. But there's other fun words that we can say.
Yeah.
Which we won't go into. Anyways, let's move on. This is
news.
This is bothering some people, I'm sure.
I guarantee you if there's any show that they're just like, click, but the internet only segment, it's this one.
Yes.
Because what can we really say that's more fun than what we normally do?
Yeah.
Anyways, so let's talk about The Dark Knight for a second, because that's my favorite topic.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
Who plays the Joker again?
Yes.
Who plays the Joker? Wasn't it Chris Tucker?
Although Chris Tucker, I believe he's up for reinvention of his career. He could play a villain in the next Batman movie. It wouldn't be the Joker, but it could be something fun. Who knows? But anyways, they announced this week that due to the popular demand that is all of the screenings at midnight pretty much selling out at this point, that there will be 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. screenings of The Dark Knight. And I said,
seen this movie at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, it might as well just run 24 hours.
Well, it is, because then they start screening, like in Columbus, mm-hmm. over to the East End, which will have probably the 3 a.m. screenings.
Right.
They show movies at like 10 in the morning.
Right.
So if it's at 6, it's going to get out at like 8:30.
And then you could screen it again
It's
going to
be screening again in an hour and a half.
Right. So if you want to see The Dark Knight on opening night, you have options. You just need to also bring Red Bull, apparently.
Or 5-Hour Energy.
Yes, and we have a special announcement. You're going to be doing a little event.
That's right.
Me, I'm just going to go to the regular theater and see it. Like,
that's because you already
person.
Bought your like IMAX ticket.
Right, but you're
even
going
though
to
there,
be...
Did they... Hey, I got a question. When you saw The Junket, did they do it in 3D? I mean, in the IMAX?
I actually was talking about this with a few friends tonight because... I'm going to be interested to see it when we go to our press screening here in Columbus and see the quality, because we talk all the time about how press screenings get messed up and stuff's not framed right. And then we saw The Pursuit of Happiness, which 2/3 of the way through the movie flipped upside down, started going backwards from the end.
And yet Will Smith even still made
And yet Will Smith still made a lot of money off of it. But when I saw it, it was a screening held by Warner Brothers for press in Los Angeles at the like very specific, and like, you know, this theater was decorated and
what
stuff
theater
like that.
Was it in?
It was at the Bridge.
Oh, okay.
In Westchester, the Cinema Deluxe IMAX. Okay. It was absolutely perfect. The sound was perfect. It was turned up. The video quality was unreal. I mean,
what's better to see? Would it be better projected in the IMAX or on a digital projection?
Better projected in IMAX, because there are certain IMAX scenes that were shot that...
For IMAX.
It was shot with an IMAX camera, which was really cool. They had the IMAX camera in the lobby of the...
Well, in film... I mean, like, I've seen IMAX movies, like, and I've
true
seen
IMAX.
35 prints blown up to IMAX.
Yeah.
World of difference.
Right, and I can tell you the IMAX in The Dark Knight, and we'll talk more about this next week, is... It's almost a character in itself, in the sense that it creates the scope for the film. So
it doesn't come walking out going, "Hi there, people! Hi, I'm the IMAX projector." Have you ever been to an IMAX theater where they do that, where they have the voice going,
"Right,
welcome to the IMAX screen," there's speakers back here and speakers in the
right. But I can tell you that if you're going to see it in IMAX first, you know,
or not, because obviously you can't see it on a Thursday night.
Right. So
anyways, getting back to me.
Getting back to you, I'm going to go see it in IMAX probably at that point for the fourth time. Mm. But you're going to be at somebody wants to talk to you.
At the Landmark Gateway Theater.
I have
no
idea why.
Landmark Gateway Theater in campus, at the campus of OSU.
The Ohio State University.
Ohio State University. Yes. Not just any Ohio State University, the Ohio State University. At about 10:30, I'm going to be on a panel with a writer from DC and also some comic book store.
Wait, we want to give them their just due. So let me get the
let's pull them up there.
The official
and
press release.
We're going to be talking. We're just going to talk about the state of superhero movies, how they're doing well, how they're doing this year, how they're doing in general. It's going to be sort of a Q&A panel type thing, and we're going to talk about that prior to the midnight screening of The Dark Knight. And
right. It is going to be you and Sean McKeever from DC Comics.
Who relatively recently signed sort of like an exclusive deal with DC.
Right, and he's done all kinds of cool stuff. He did just a bunch of Wizard stuff for Marvel
a while back.
Yeah, he was just at Wizard World in Chicago. He's done some Teen Titans stuff. And looking at his website, SeanMcKeever.com. Mm. And also the two gentlemen, Jason Fott and Shannon Kimball from
The Laughing Ogre.
The Laughing Ogre Comic Shop.
Which is a big comic book store in Columbus.
Yeah.
An awesome comic book store. It's an old one too. It's been around for years.
Right. So very cool. I'm excited for you.
Yeah. It'll be
not
fun.
So much excited for the people that show up for this.
Oh, thank you. Oh, snap.
No, but I think it's very cool to see a local event here in Columbus, other than show up and Kevin will give you a free FedEx box or something like that.
There's somebody who actually wanted one.
That is generally what we do, is we show up and give out swag. Are they going to give out some swag?
I have no idea. I'm not involved with that.
I would imagine they're going to give
out
some swag.
I'll wear my Dark Knight t-shirt that I got.
I've probably got some swag I can send with you. But
really?
Yeah, I got some posters.
Oh,
we got some Dark Knight posters.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, not the cool ones. The cool ones.
Yeah,
are
not the cool signed ones.
Yeah.
That were wrapped around Christian Bale's testicles and stuff like that.
Well,
Liam, you didn't hear that, did you?
That's between Christian Bale and I suppose.
You don't even know what I said, did you?
So, okay. If you have not yet bought tickets and you live in Columbus, Ohio, you can either buy tickets and go to the Landmark Gateway and see Kevin, or you can, if they're still available, which I don't think
anywhere.
The showing I'm going to is at the IMAX at the AMC at Easton, which is totally sold out.
Well, there's only one IMAX screen
in Columbus. And there's only one in Cincinnati. So if you're in Ohio, which is where we born and raised, you only have to, like Brian, who lives in Cleveland, has to drive all the way down to Columbus to see it.
That's right.
So,
well, oh wait, he does. There's an IMAX in Cleveland.
Well, they're not showing it in any of the IMAX.
They're not showing it.
No, nope, just Columbus and Cincinnati.
Wow.
So, it also, if you'd like to get a full IMAX screening listing, it is on Film School Rejects. I did type it out by hand, so please go read it. I did sit here one morning and type the entire list right off the press release, because apparently whoever typed this press release for Warner Brothers didn't save it on a computer anywhere.
Oh, okay.
So, fun times. Let's look at some other news. Did you see the Max Payne trailer?
No, I haven't.
It looks pretty cool. I think that's all we need to talk about there.
Oh, okay.
It looks really cool. See what else? Oh, Robert Downey Jr. officially signed on to play Sherlock Holmes.
Cool. Is he going to have a giant metal outfit and be drunk the whole time?
No, but he also officially signed on to that movie, Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2?
Yeah.
They didn't sign him initially?
Well, they've signed him for a couple movies. What came out this week is that Jon Favreau came to a deal for Iron Man 2. So since Favreau's back, the contract clause for Downey kicked in.
What's the release date for Iron Man 2?
May of,
but is it like
going to
be like May 2nd again? That
yeah, it's going to be like the first movie of the year.
You know, because I was thinking after looking back at movies this summer,
yeah,
I thought Iron Man was a very good movie,
mm-hmm.
but I think it sort of had the advantage that Spider-Man 3 did.
Coming out first.
Although it's had a better longevity than Spider-Man 3.
Right.
I think that if Iron Man 3 had come out like this, or I'm sorry, if Iron Man had come out this week, it would have blipped and dropped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it still would have made 100 million plus easy.
Right.
But it wouldn't be one of the top movies of the summer.
Yeah, totally. So. Cool. And the last thing I really had was we're really getting into gear for Comic-Con.
Yes.
I'm excited.
I'm going to meet the Stargate people.
This is actually kind of cool. And I know, are they doing a public screening that first night?
No, that's just
press?
I think that's just press. Because the DVD comes out on the 29th.
So I found out some details about Comic-Con that
yes.
a lot of people were waiting for. One was the question of Star Trek, whether they're going to show any Star Trek stuff. The other is the question of Transformers 2 and Paramount's involvement, because you know it's been going around on the web that Paramount's not doing so well. I found out the real deal this week. One is Paramount isn't doing an official panel because they don't have enough talent in that's going to be there to do like a full panel, and then Hasbro's doing a panel though, and Hasbro is going to possibly show some stuff from both Transformers and G.I. Joe, And then Star Trek's going to have a pretty big show floor presence. They're actually one of the sponsors this year, and it's Star Trek, and it's also the Spirit are two of the sponsors. So Star Trek's going to be there. They also may have footage of Transformers, and there's going to be footage of G.I. Joe, but those are going to be at the Hasbro panel.
Will Zoe Saldana be there?
I don't... Who?
Whoever's playing her.
Zoe Saldana?
Yeah.
I don't think so. It's really... It's hard to say at this point what's going to be there. A couple movies that are going to be there that I'm excited for. The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Mm-hmm.
Max Payne, also from Fox.
Day the Earth Stood Still is going to suck.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
The trailer doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, suck balls. That's what it's
Watchmen, obviously, is going to be there. Yeah. And some stuff from Terminator. I know we're already looking at trying to get some interviews for you. And we're gonna put Kevin Carr on video this year, filmschoolrejects.com.
I'll be naked the whole time. I'll be the naked
fat really guy. Sure about the naked part.
Naked fat guy.
But we've already started planning. The other cool thing that they're doing, Hamlet 2 will be there.
That'll be awesome.
And there's going to be a sneak peek. We're actually in the process of trying to get you some tickets. All of our Film School Rejects readers and Fat Guys the Movies listeners to the Hamlet 2 screening on Friday night.
Can we giveaways?
Yeah.
Can we have people videotape themselves, put themselves on YouTube singing Rock Me Sexy Jesus?
They've already got that on their website.
They do? Oh.
On the Hamlet 2 website. It's funny, we should mention this, that we got our Comic-Con survival kits today from Focus Features. They are absolutely trying to bribe us to go see Hamlet 2. We're going to go see it anyways because I already saw it and it's an awesome movie. I saw it. It came out at Sundance this year.
I saw this already. So, I saw it. It's not going to be released for 15 years.
I go to Sundance. You see a movie like The Wackness. We're going to review that in a couple weeks.
Again with The Wackness.
But we got bags and a comic book reading book and some Tylenol, which comes in handy if you have to hang out with Kevin for a whole weekend.
Bite my ass, man. Come on. What's that?
That's Bubblicious bubblegum.
No, you can't have that. Liam's
over there
through.
Modeling. My gift bag. But we also got a Rock Me Sexy Jesus t-shirt, which that we might make Kevin wear because it's a large.
I'll totally wear it. I will rock out Sexy Jesus.
Right. So if you haven't seen the Rock Me Sexy Jesus video online, you should do so because it's funny.
Okay.
That's all I really have.
Let's wrap this up. Let's do the last.
Yeah. When we come back, we're gonna wrap you up, do a little DVD roundup and get you out of here.
Okay.
Wrapping you up here on Fat Guys the Movies, we've got if you were just listening to our internet only segment, we apologize, but if you're listening to us on the radio,
not my fault.
You got to skip that. So
I had a rant about a couple things.
Right, time to wrap you up, and we always start the wrap up segment with the DVD roundup. That's Kevin whipping himself
there
instead of doing
the Indiana Jones whip.
Right, we bust out the Indiana Jones whip. In honor of the fact that Liam likes to whip things with the whip.
Yeah,
so
it got really bizarre.
He's got a real S&M future to him. So
okay.
So time to do this DVD roundup, and we'll start with me. Mine is an interesting pick this week because if you would have asked me a week ago what my pick was going to be, it would have been Batman Gotham Knight, which is the animated Batman that came out, and I just got on Blu-ray.
Can I preempt you and say if you say, because I saw Dark Knight already.
No, it has nothing to do with Dark Knight.
Face.
I mean, Dark Knight just impales every movie that I see from now on this year, except for Tropic Thunder, which was awesome. But I was really let down by Batman Gotham Knight. Like, I was so disinterested in it that I started doing work while I was watching it.
Wow.
And I really like Batman as character, as you know, we'll talk about that next
Don't
week.
Say Dark Knight.
So my pick of the week is superhero movie, because it's the best parody movie that I've seen in a long time.
It was funny.
It had some cool special features. I suppose.
Liam, you saw superhero movie. What did you think about it?
I liked it.
The part
I loved.
Get closer to the mic.
The part I loved was when he peed.
Nice.
It's always some kind of
E7. What do you expect?
This is true.
Yes. Yes. Like, yeah.
Oh,
no, that's
nice.
That was from the Forbidden Kingdom. Was it also? Do we have another scene like that in
there? This was a.
Was there an R. Kelly scene?
It's been a year of urination scenes.
Okay.
It's urination in the kids' movies and penis in all the other movies.
Okay.
So
we're still on the radio. at least for the next 30 seconds,
right?
Until the time delay hits.
peep.
Cool. What's your picks?
My pick is Stargate Atlantis Season 4, because I'm a total Stargate geek. And
thus the whole Comic-Con thing.
Comic-Con stuff and all that good stuff. It's one of the better shows on sci-fi.
Right.
Right now you got Battlestar Galactica and Stargate, which I think are great. Yeah. But I'm also going to give a shout-out to The Ruins. I haven't watched the unrated version yet, but I hear it's totally awesome. Mm-hmm. With even more...
The rated version was pretty good.
Yeah, the rated version was like really disturbing and crazy.
Yeah. So, and Liam, then Liam, you had some picks, your DVD picks this week.
Yeah, my DVD picks was the Mummy Returns and The Mummy.
Yes. The Brandon Fraser one, the ones that
yeah.
are...
Yeah.
The new one's coming out August 1st.
Yeah.
Right, you get the third one coming out, but you like those other ones, you watch those
yeah,
this week?
Yeah, the cool. other ones.
Very cool.
Good.
What's your favorite parts of the Mummies series? The bugs? The
yeah,
bugs that crawl
bugs
into people?
Bugs and the scorpions.
The scorpions are pretty cool.
Scorpions are creepy. You like mm-hmm. creepy stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're going to love the ruins.
My favorite part, actually, was when a bug went up and, like, all of them went out of his mouth. Like, ugh.
Yes, I also did not.
Two.
I actually, that makes me squeamish.
Seriously?
So,
oh, yeah. You have a better stomach for horror movies, Liam, than
totally,
Neil.
Totally. Totally.
I've seen Neil, like, get up out of his seat and cover his eyes and run out screaming like a little girl.
There were parts of Journey to the Center of the Earth 3D that got me jumping. The
what?
Fish in the water.
Oh, the fish. Those were awesome in Journey to the Center of the Earth.
It was pretty cool. So, and our stinker of the week is Stop Loss.
It just has to be.
I really feel bad for the filmmaker. I've met her, Kimberly Pierce. She's such a sweetheart, but her movie sucked. it was just not good.
There
not,
was a
not
line
that interesting.
There was a line in Get Smart. I don't care what side of the political field you fall on. Oh, Liam's making creepy crawly things on Neil's.
Yeah, apparently the spider's coming back.
But no, there's a scene. I don't care what side of the political spectrum you fall on.
Right.
Celebrities. If you're an actor, you're an actor. Who cares about what you think about politics?
Right.
There's a line in Get Smart where Siegfried's like, where they say they're going to like blow up Los Angeles. He's like, oh, and the celebrities won't be able to give us their political insight anymore. Which is great because we're in an election year and I don't care what side you're on.
That's
shut
funny.
Up.
Yeah.
You know.
So, cool. So moving on, we'll wrap up our reviews here. We first talked about Meet Dave, which you guys saw, and Kevin, you said.
Sucked.
And Liam, Meet Dave, what did you say?
Rocks.
Totally rocks. All right, cool. And we also talked about Hellboy, The Golden Army. And I said kind of rocks because I was a little underwhelmed.
I said rocks.
And Liam,
I
Hellboy?
I said rocks.
Totally rocks. Cool. And then Journey to the Center of the Earth was not a fun theme park ride for a 3D movie. So I said
I think
it kind of rocks.
I think Cola Bias on Film School Reject said it's a great airplane movie. To something, but
yeah.
I don't know if you're going to show it in 3D on an airplane.
Yeah.
But I said it kind of rocks.
And Liam, what'd you think?
Rocks.
Liam, is there a movie you didn't think rocks this year?
Yeah. What movies don't you like?
Iron Man.
Wow.
Oh, he's down on Iron Man.
We're
going to
kick you out of the magical studio in the sky. So, and then next week, we've got all kinds of fun stuff. And you know what, Kevin? You need to do this one because...
There's the thing I do.
You have to have your line.
Yes, there's Mamma Mia, Space Chimps, and this little independent film that's coming out called The Dark Knight.
With a K.
Yes. And so, who plays the Joker again?
Heath Ledger.
He died this year, didn't he?
Wow. Wow. If you'd like to get a hold of us in between now and then, you can go to fatguysthemovies.com. You can also go to iTunes, search Fat Guys the Movies in the iTunes store. You can email us, fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com, or give us a call, 614-388-8735. That is all I have. Our third co-star is now tickling me. This is not fun.
Okay. Well, so, we better go. Say goodbye to the people.
Say goodbye
in America,
to the people,
Liam.
Bye.
Smack Neil in the legs with that. Ow. Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
In the meat.
Oh, man, this is...
All right, go sit down.